News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
A lot of people as well would have picked up the papers this morning and seen photographs of Daniel Sweeney, a referee. Some of them emerged online. People shared them on social media last night, who had injuries to his jaw, his cheekbone and his nose. He was in fact hospitalised after an alleged assault following a football match yesterday, association football. To discuss, I'm joined on the line now by Paul Malone, who's secretary of the referees Midlands branch. Paul, you're very welcome to the show. Now, I know, look, you're obviously here in an official capacity, but you know Daniel and I understand you've seen him in hospital. How is he?
How's things? Yeah, I do know Daniel very well. He's a good friend of mine. He's okay now at the moment. He's a lot of facial injuries. He's in hospital at the moment, and he's heading for St James's Hospital this morning to get more checks on his cheekbone and jaws, and then he's heading to the Eye and Ear for a check on his eye.
Okay, look, so whatever happened, and we appreciate, look, that there will be an investigation, there is, but it certainly sounds very serious.
Yeah, it is. It is serious, and it's a serious matter. And, of course, we at the Garda Síochána are investigating it at the moment.
Is this something, because on the show here and in other places recently, there's been a lot of talk about violence in the GAA, and it's generally players amongst players, but how often would you see something like this, or how rare is something like this to happen in soccer?
Assaults is rare. There's been a few incidents, but small incidents that's happened, but respect is gone out the window for referees. That's definitely gone out the window.
So is this something that you see in terms of kind of the natural consequence of players kind of up shouting at referees, kind of calling for cards, all that sort of stuff?
Yeah, generally that's the want to, like, we're an easy target, so to blame somebody, it's the referee that's its fault. You know, they never sit back and look at their own performances. The way I look at it is, if a player has a bad game, does he deserve to be insulted, or does he deserve to be beat up? No. So that's the same as a referee.
But in terms of, say, that, like, and you mentioned that this is unusual, that there would be an assault like this, but after a match, is it normal that people would go up and kind of berate the referee for his performance, maybe without laying a hand on him, but kind of, I suppose, verbally abuse him?
Oh, you would, yeah. There's often instances where you'd be verbally abused after a game, not just by players, or it could be spectators.
What do you do about it then, Paul?
Just report it. All you can do is your thoughts. Just all you do is keep your mouth shut. Walk to the car, tell them, look.
And is there ever, and look, again, moving away from this, because as you said, the guards are investigating it. When you report it, if people are verbally, or players verbally abusive to a ref after the final whistle, is there ever a consequence for them after it's reported?
Yeah, it'll be brought up to the league, and whatever league you're in, and they'll investigate, and whatever they do themselves, suspend players, suspend sport.
And would players often be suspended?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.